a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get more of A Woman's View online at KSL.com. Keyword, woman. Now, Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I just adore these women. Pamela Atkinson is with me, community advocate and advisor to Governor Herbert. Jean Millar is here, the executive director of the Women and Newborns Clinical Program at Intermountain Healthcare. And Liz Salas is here, marketing and communications manager for the Salt Lake County Library. And Liz, when you are here, we talk books, which is one of my favorite things because you know that I am a bookworm. So my favorite thing to do when all the work is done for the day is to tuck myself away somewhere where no one can find me with a good book. And so I want to know what you're reading or what you recommend.
Okay, so one of the books I read actually in December and have been purchasing it and recommending it to as many people as I can is Two Old Women.
Two Old Women. Tell me about it.
So it's an Alaskan legend about two women who were abandoned by their tribe. And part of the reason was, speaking of food insecurity, is they had a lack of food and there was a hard winter coming. And the tribe just decided that they no longer provided them value. So these two old women were left to fend for themselves. And so they had a choice. They could die or they could die trying to survive. And so it tells a lot of lovely life lessons. It's a super easy read. You can get the paperback if you like to read the paperback. It's available digitally. But I found myself like writing down quotes from it so much that then I just stopped doing it because I was basically quoting the entire book. But it's such an excellent read.
And it's based on a true story?
It's an Alaskan legend.
It's a legend. It's a legend.
But what I learned a lot about was Alaska, because they talked about how they survived, how they used their environment, paying attention to your environment. So this will tie into another book, which is called Wayfinding, that I'm reading right now, where people use scents to actually know when they're coming upon somebody else's camp, as opposed to signs, which we all like to post everywhere. And what I'm reading in Wayfinding is that the more signs that we rely on and that we place, or the more GPS and things like that we utilize, we're actually, we're dumbing down.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So, okay. Yeah. Two so old women. Yep. What are you reading, or what do you recommend there, Jean?
So I have just finished this book. It's by an up-and-coming author. This is her first published work called, her name is Catherine Knight Sontag. And her book is a book of poetry. And it's called The Tree at the Center.
The Tree at the Center.
And so Catherine is a landscape architect and has often pondered the tree of life, right? And the role of the tree, as well as, I'll give a quote here. This is from Laura Stott that really describes this well. The Tree at the Center is a beautiful debut volume of poetry that is intelligent and sincere in its look at our wilderness mother, indeed our heavenly mother, and the language of women. This book breaks through silence and is also full of an honest look at the speaker's own experience with motherhood. So she has many poems about her journey as a first-time mother, through her birth experience, and then through a harrowing experience with postpartum depression. And it's brilliant.
That's two for two that I have to get now.
Yeah, The Tree at the Center.
All right, Pamela, what do you recommend?
Well, I've gone back and rereading one. I've just finished it, and it's E.M. Forster's A Passage to India, which is set in the early part of the century, published in the 60s. But he writes about India at that time with British rule, and it's quite segregated, and the whites have these clubs and all the Indian servants, and a little disturbing. But three people from England, a civil servant, a young lady who's coming out to visit her fiancé, supposed to be, and his mother, travel to India, and it's their reactions when they find this segregation. They're saying, well, why can't I be friends with the people from India? I came out to India to talk to Indian people, and all I'm talking to is white people. And some of the stories that take place, and there's so many lessons in that book for today.
I was just thinking that.
I couldn't believe it. And so I just finished that recently, and then it was a movie on PBS. You can just pull it up. That was on the other night. I have to tell you, it was so good, and I never do this, but I couldn't move it. And I sat up until 2 a.m. Watching this movie.
Okay, I love looking for books that also have movies, because I have a son who loves to read the book, watch the movie.
Yes.
So that's a good passage to India. The time is nearly gone. What are you focusing on right now, Pamela, may I ask?
I'm focusing on two different things. One is with helping victims of human trafficking, and working with some real experts in that area. And the other one is the anxiety amongst our homeless friends because of the uncertainty for them for the future. So we're very much involved in getting these three resource centers up and running. And we're working hard at keeping our homeless friends informed with fact sheets that are easy for them to read so they know exactly what's going to happen. And we need to work on their self-esteem, give them some hope, and make them feel important. This morning, I had 46 people at a devotional, a 10-minute devotional with food, of course, who ate and stayed to listen to a 10 to 15-minute message from one of our faith leaders. And one of the guys, as he was leaving, he said, "We really love this time every Thursday. It makes us feel important." And I thought, gosh, that's just great. It happened.
Mm. Tell me what you're focusing on now, Liz.
Well, so I want to start by focusing on gratitude and thanking you three women because, Pamela, your advocacy is always just something I admire.
Me too.
Jean, I love what you're doing.
Me
I have
too.
I know people who've struggled with postpartum depression, and it's real, and it has huge impacts when not addressed, especially not addressed immediately. It doesn't go away. And Amanda, for continuing with advocacy through civil conversations, I think that that is so critical. So I'm going to continue to try to have civil conversations with people. And I said try because it's not always possible, but I am going to do my very best. And then I'm very passionate about getting people to treatment for substance use disorder and mental health. So I will continue. And then also anti-violence and pro-healthy relationships. So those are some of the things I'm just doing in my free time and sometimes at work as well. And then we're coming up on the summer. So summer reading. The Salt Lake County Library has our summer reading program. It kicks off this Friday night kicks off on May 31st. Yeah. And anyway, anyone can participate. It's June through July. Adults, children, kids, anyone, or teens, anybody can do it. Everybody wins. Even if you don't finish, you win because you read and you connected and you learned and you created. You had fun. One of the things that Pamela and I were talking about right before coming on is just getting in the dirt. And so I would encourage everyone this summer to get in your garden and get in the dirt, because what's out there, Pamela?
What?
Fairies.
Oh,
fairies.
We talked about... Oh. There's an English expression saying there are fairies in the bottom of my garden.
Yes.
I wish we had more time. That all sounds wonderful. Ladies, thank you so much for coming. I wish we had more time. Please come back and see me.
Of course.
Please come back and see me, Jean. And you as well, my friend Pamela. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone. See you next week on A Woman's View.
Thank you.